after the landslide that happened on Halloween afternoon. SEPA sent their emergency contractor, EPC. EPC stands for Electrical Power Contractor. They have a line crew that comes to Southeast Alaska if we have an emergency like this. And working with the power and light line crew, started work on the repairs to the line. They worked through the night, and they had restored the SEPA line, the transmission line, to Petersburg, and we were able to heat that line up. When we say heat up, we mean energize with SEPA, and we came off of diesel power. So that that action right there restored power to all customers on the north side of the slide area. Well, not all. I shouldn't say all. There are a very few homes that were unfortunately not able to be incorporated into the restoration process, just for safety reasons, to keep any energized lines away from the slide area. We had to create some openings in the line for safety's sake. So those folks that are within approximately a mile of the slide area on either side have been without power since the slide. There's a lot of damage, just small damage. When the landslide came through, it broke a lot of things that all needed to be replaced. Wire needed to be restrung, and transformers were damaged. A lot of small things. It just is time consuming to address. And the crews worked all night, you know, in 20 degree weather. Thankfully, it wasn't raining or snowing. That helped a lot. But still, to have not only the line crews doing various tasks to get the line back up, but traffic control throughout the night. The flaggers were standing there virtually, you know, constantly throughout the night.
Let's go through the infrastructure damage that the landslide.
So from a property damage standpoint, it was actually not that significant. Private property. Public infrastructure, on the other hand, took a pretty good hit. The one pole was completely destroyed. Those poles in that area belong to SEPA, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. They provide wholesale hydropower to Petersburg and Wrangell and Ketchikan. And so that the agency immediately was involved in mobilizing their emergency crew to Petersburg. So the poles hold many different utilities. The very top rung is SEPA's transmission line, and 69,000 volt line. And then the borough has a circuit on there carrying 24,000 volts. And below that, there are telecommunication lines. AP&T had a brand new fiber line that was just run this last summer from one end of the island to the other, that unfortunately had to be cut to facilitate the cleanup.
And that's internet?
It's data and phone, I think. AP&T offers both services. And GCI also had infrastructure on those poles as well. So their cable had to be cut in addition to AP&T's, just to facilitate the repair.
It was a small slide. There was a lot of damage to infrastructure. Is that... typical? Was it just kind of like a very, very bad luck?
It was definitely bad luck. That area in question has seen some pretty significant slides over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. So that area in itself is not a very stable slope. That said, all those other slides that I mentioned did not impact the power at all, and they were some pretty significant slides. So this one, unfortunately, was closer to the road and came across the highway, and one of those SEPA poles was just dead center right in the middle of that slope that failed. So it is some bad luck for certain.
Is there anything that you all see that you would do moving forward differently?
It's part of the risk of having a power line in Southeast Alaska. You know, it really is. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. When lines are built, the engineers do look at terrain, and they try to place poles and structures in locations where they won't be subject to this type of thing. But unfortunately, in some areas, you know, that are just prone to slides, it's going to happen.
So is there anything else that you feel like is important to share?
As always, it seems that when issues like this happen, when slides occur and property damage occurs, it's just amazing that small towns like Petersburg pull together and help each other, and the kindness is fantastic. The effort that goes into the restoration is huge, and the crews, they really work hard to get everybody back in power.